Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The CFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET to claim your free bet today.
Welcome to a longer, wider field.
There's Chad Johnson. He's got it. And Ocho Cinco.
Welcome to the Waggle.
I think Nick Dembski just got tipped. Hey, thank you, man. He just got a tip from a fan. That's incentive to go back in the end zone, isn't it?
Welcome to the Rouge.
Down the sideline goes Ellingson. He's going to score. Touchdown. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Welcome to Three Down Football. Welcome to the CFL Gambling Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and CFL Jim.
That's right. It is another episode of the CFL Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I am Rod Villagomez, but today, ladies and gentlemen, look, I'm cramming about a week's worth of work into a couple of days. Schedules have been tight. So this week, I'm calling in a filler for CFL Jim. You know his voice from the SGPN network as an ATM machine, SGPN network, whatever. You know his name. You know his face. He is Justin Mark of the fantasy football fame, now the NFL gambling fame, and just an overall good friend and a fellow CFL contributor for the Sportsbook Review. Justin, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk some CFL. We can call me CFL Justin for today to take your co-host's name.
we'll call you CFL Justin. Look, I'm bringing you off the street, right, for this show. Obviously not off the street for the podcast network. You host the old-fashioned fantasy football show on the SGPN Fantasy feed with your wife. Guys, if you haven't listened to that show yet, you are missing out. Justin and Miranda are fabulous. They're so great. You guys are so good, Justin. You're so good together.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate that. And as most people will tell you, our friend Cody said it earlier today. She's the talent on the show. So,
I mean, look, sometimes you just got to know when to actually let the other person shine, and especially when they're better, which is why I bring on all of you guys, because, you know, it's just me. I yap, and you guys bring the substance.
You yap very well, Rod.
Oh, thanks. I was fishing for that compliment. All right, so here's the thing, and Justin knows the drill because he's listened to this show several times before. This is our pick show. We're going to give you and break down the slate, give you all of the bets that we like from the weekend of action in the CFL, which, by the way, this week starts on Friday night. There is no Thursday night football. It's a doubleheader on Friday, doubleheader on Saturday. This is where the schedule starts to shift for the CFL, and we start to see a lot more games doubling up on Friday night because Thursday night football starts to go by the wayside. But again, it's two games on Friday night, two games on Saturday night for this weekend slate. So you have an extra day to take all of this in and to digest it. And so luckily the books came out early Tuesday and we were able to get things going. But yeah, I'm excited for another week of CFL action, Justin. I know, like I said, you write for the Sportsbook Review. You break down games as well. How are you enjoying the CFL season this so far?
I've really enjoyed it. This was kind of my first year of really diving into CFL, and it is fun to watch. When I've explained it to people that haven't watched it, it's like, okay, you have three downs, so your small plays, you know, you don't have those as often. You got your wide receivers that are running towards the line of scrimmage right at the snap. It's just, it's fast. It moves fast, and it is fun to watch.
It absolutely is. That waggle just throws everybody into, when you haven't seen it before, especially if you're not an indoor football fan as an American, yeah, it definitely throws you. But all right, well, Justin, let's go ahead and dive into our slate. It begins, like I said, Friday night, 7 o'clock. It is the Edmonton Elks taking on the Ottawa Red Blacks. Both of these teams in a free fall. Elks 2-7, Red Blacks 1-7. Just a frustrating season as an Ottawa Red Blacks fan, but what can you say? When we look at what we're up against here as far as the spread, surprisingly enough, Ottawa is the favorite here at -4.5. I don't know that you would have ever thought that Ottawa would enter a game as the favorite, but here we are in week 11, Ottawa Red Blacks favored by 4.5 over the Elks. Look at the money line. It's +155 or +170 or wherever you can find. Man, shop around. There's some pretty good lines out there for the Elks if you want to bet the Elks way. About -180 is what you'll find for the Red Blacks if you want to bet them. Over under here, set at about 47.5. You can find it at 48.5 if you shop around as well. But I'm telling you right now, Justin, as a Red Blacks fan, I like that they're the favorites, but that scares me.
Well, and when you look at these two teams, neither one of them have been good against the spread at home. 0-4 for both of them against the spread at home. And your home games are supposed to be the ones you have your fight and chance in, right? Even when you're a bad team, those are supposed to be the games that you show up to. It just hasn't happened for either of these teams. And I got to stick with that trend. I know I'm not going to make friends with you picking against your team here, but I'm going to stick with that trend. And even if Ottawa wins, I think they win by a very small margin. So I'm going to go with Edmonton.
Ottawa's not good at home. They just are not good at home. They haven't won at home this season. They haven't won at home in a very long time. So I can't hate you for that, because something about TD Place just does not deliver for Ottawa. And I want to say this is the time. I really do. But Edmonton is scrappy, and Edmonton has not necessarily gone down completely without a fight. So, you know, it just, I don't know, man. I want to take Ottawa here, but I still feel like 4.5 might be too much.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. Like I said, I think they will pull this one out. I think they will get that home victory, but I think it's going to be a very small margin. I was surprised to see they were 4.5-point favorites. I expected it to be around the 3. So that's what I'm leaning. I think they can win by 3. I don't think they win by more than that.
And I don't think points are going to be, spoiler alert, I don't think points are going to be put up in this game very much anyway. So it's going to come down to Lewis Ward kicking field goals once again for Ottawa. And, you know, when you're not scoring 7s, it's very difficult to beat a team by more than 3 points. So, yeah. Sure. Well, and then Edmonton's 3-6 against the spread this season. Ottawa 3-5. So, you know, it doesn't breed much confidence in me that Ottawa can cover a 4.5-point spread.
What an exciting barn burner game to start the week with, right?
I know. Well, they got to get it out of the way, don't they? They got to figure something out. All right, so the spread there is 4.5. I think both Justin and I are going to take Edmonton +4, unfortunately, in this instance. As far as the money line is concerned, Justin, is this a game where Ottawa wins this, but only wins it by 3?
That's what I think. I think that's going to happen, you know, 3 or less. I think they do pull it out, but yeah, Ottawa on the money line, but Edmonton on the spread.
Edmonton has looked so ridiculously back and forth this season. They've looked like they could win games, and then they've just gotten blown the heck out, of course, against BC. But even still, you know, it's just a matter of what Edmonton team is going to show up. And Taylor Cornelius playing well, but again, he looked suspect last week against the Riders. So I'm not quite sure exactly what I want to do with this, but I maybe Ottawa gets their home game or their home win finally. And I'm going to cheer for that. Because I always say I want to make bets that I want to cheer for. So I'm going to go ahead and take Ottawa on the money line as well. Because to me, this will be the game that they end up winning. And maybe it rights the ship.
Yeah, very well could happen. And then as far as the over-under, I honestly could see it going either way. I could see the defenses not being able to stop the offenses or just a very slow, sluggish game. I think I am going to side with the slow side and take under. I think it's at 48 right now. I don't see them going over that. I think it's going to be a slow start, and you're going to see these offenses that have kind of struggled back and forth here. I think you're going to see them continue to struggle.
Yeah, I can't even remotely want to take the over on this one. I just, again, kicking field goals is what Ottawa does best. Look at what they've done over the last few weeks, especially Ottawa. They had a 50-point over-under, didn't hit that. 48-point over-under, didn't hit that against the Argos. Montreal and them scored 70 points. That was fantastic, but that was still an outlier. They had a 58-point game against the... Oh, I'm sorry, a 48-point game against the Hamilton Tiger Cats, which obviously is not over 48.5. They failed to reach 46.5 against the Riders. You know, they have not had luck scoring points this season. They've done it a couple of times, but they haven't necessarily consistently done it. And then the Elks have been in shootouts where they've gone over. But again, this is against the Riders. It's against BC. It's against the Owls who score points. Them and the Stamps, actually, they let everybody score. The Stampeders score there. And the Ticats, teams that traditionally put the ball in the end zone. So 48.5, if I can find that number, I'm definitely going under that as well. Because I'm telling you, it's field goals, man, and it's... It sucks to say as a Red Blacks fan, but that's what they score.
And I think that's their best chance of winning, too, to just kind of slow drive that the ball down the field, limit the opponent's opportunities. And, I think that's the game they need to play in order to win.
If they can get William Powell actually going, that's the key. They need to get William Powell going the way he went in that Grey Cup year. They got to get him going. That's all there is to it. Without William Powell, that offense is just not moving. So, all right, wrap that up. We're going to take the Elks plus 4 or 4.5 if you can find it. Ottawa money line and then under 48.5 for that game, which is tough because, I mean, there's a lot of overs over the last few weeks. But this one, I think, is safe on the under. Let's move to Friday Night Football, the late edition, 10 o'clock Eastern. I'm in 10 o'clock, Eastern. I forget what time zone I'm in. 10 o'clock Eastern, it is the BC Lions against the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. BC rolling 7-1. Sask finally above 500 at 5-4. BC 6-2 against the spread. Sask 5-4 against the spread as we move into this. Obviously, the Lions coming off of a 1-point just squeaker against the Stamps, and the Rough Riders coming in with a convincing second half against the Elks for the win. Both of these teams winning games, but it's the Lions' world, and it's so ridiculous how good they have been, how good they are, and how good Nathan Rourke is, to the tune that now BC is coming in 4.5-point favorites over the Riders. What are we thinking about this one, Justin? 4.5 points for the Lions.
Yeah, the Lions are so good. That game was so good last week. I thought for sure they were out of it multiple times, and they just keep coming back. Like 488 yards and 4 touchdowns for Rourke. What a performance. And I just think that team has a belief in itself. And until I see that fade or flicker, I'm not fading them. I'm taking them on the money line. I'm taking them to cover the spread. I don't think I don't think the Rough Riders, we'll go with that. I don't think they're as good of a team as the Stampeders that played BC very tough last week. And I'm all over BC this week.
It's tough. I know that BC is going to win this, but I'm a little frustrated because last week I had BC -1.5. Well, unfortunately, that was a 1-point win that they pulled out. I think you're right in the fact that BC has that swagger. I mean, it was a giant, this was a shootout, 41-40 last week against the Stamps. And Nathan Rourke is going to ride that moment. This isn't a game where they tired themselves out. It just seems to me that this BC Lions offense, which I got to say, and I haven't said it yet, but when I look at Rick Campbell, right? Rick Campbell was the head coach for the Ottawa Red Blacks early in their career, early in his head coaching career. And he had so many 500 teams and just under 500 teams. But he kept getting him to the playoffs. He kept getting him to the Grey Cup. I always thought to myself, what could he do with a team that had all of the pieces? This is what he can do with a team with all the pieces. He's got the quarterback. He's got a receiving core that just is amazing from top to bottom. A good running game. Like, this is the whole package for Rick Campbell, and he's showing us what he can do.
Yeah, absolutely. There are not many holes or flaws on this team up and down the board. And it's really interesting. You know, they have that one loss against Winnipeg. I can't wait till they play them again. This team has just been fun to watch. Very fun to watch.
Yeah. I mean, and so for that reason, though, I'm going to take BC and the points as well. Because, look, when you talk about the Riders, they've done, like I said, 5-4 against the spread. They failed to cover a 1-point spread against BC in July. They failed to cover a 3-point spread, plus 3 against Toronto when they lost in both games of those, minus 2 as well. So they've had trouble covering the spread. And BC, well, quite simply, they have not. And in fact, the one last week was just, it was 2.5 and on some books. I got it at 1.5, but I was very heartbroken. But, you know, before that, they covered a 9-point spread against the Elks, handily covered the 1-point spread against Sask in July. I have a feeling that they're going to do it again. Last time these guys met, 32-17 in a game that, just wasn't even close.
Yeah, for sure. There's no stopping them. I think the Riders are the top, they're the leaders in sacks, but Rourke gets protected very well, and I don't think they can slow that offense, and I don't think they can keep up with that offense either.
Very few. I mean, Calgary almost did, and then once, you know, they figured out, oh, wait, no, we can move the ball, and we will move the ball, and that was it. The floodgates opened. So, all right, money line on this one. Actually, surprisingly enough, for even the point spread that you're given, BC's still only about minus 175 is about the best price that you can find it, where the Riders are at plus 165 when you shop around for that price. So does this surprise you as far as the money line is concerned, or is this about where you think it should be?
Yeah, I would think it'd be a little around minus 210. That feels a little more appropriate, but it doesn't bother me since I'm all over the Lions, so I'm jumping on that.
Yeah, I mean, the money line here, when you're picking winners to win, like, you gotta pay the juice. So minus 175, I think, is where you're at. So you just got to make a big enough bet to make it worth your while. Or you can crazy parlay it like our buddy CFL Jim does and make that work for you. Over under here set at about, if you can find it at 53, that's kind of crazy. But 51.5 is kind of where I'm comfortable. And I think I'm comfortable taking the over at 51.5.
Oh, absolutely. The last several games that BC has had, 41 points, 46 points, 32 points. I mean, they put up a lot of points. And I think the Rough Riders are going to find a way to put up some points anyways to keep up with them. So I like the over.
Yeah. I mean, and even for the Riders, it's 34 points against the Elks. They did score 17 against the Lions last time. I mean, this did not go over. In fact, it pushed at 49 in July. But again, that was, you know, with a kind of a hobbled team, and Cody Fajardo still wasn't 100% yet. So with a full Cody Fajardo, you might get at least a couple more scores out of it, especially if he's rushing touchdowns in like he did last week. But yeah, I mean, BC alone can score you over 51. So whatever the Riders can add on top of that is almost gravy at this point.
Yeah, agreed.
So yeah, we'll take the over on that one. All right, so we're going to go ahead and take the Lions. If you can find it at about 4.5, we'll take, or even 4, we'll take that. Lions minus 4. We'll take the Lions money line, wherever you can find the cheapest one at. Minus 175 seems to be it right now, according to Odds Trader. and then 51.5 for the over. And yeah, I would even take it as high as 52. I don't know that I take it at 53. That still scares me. But 51.5, I think, is a good safe over for that as well.
Yep, I agree. 52.5. Like you said, once you get beyond that, you're wondering if the Riders can put up enough points to meet that. I don't doubt the Lions can, but can the Riders, you know, compete enough to keep up with that?
Yep, and you know, it depends on which Cody. Like Jim always says, it depends on which Cody Fajardo you're going to get. If you get good Cody Fajardo, then this is going to crush the over and then some. If you don't, you're going to be scrambling. So, all right. Let us step away. We got two more games to break down, the Saturday night games, but we'll break real quick just to tell you about Win. Are you thinking about WinBet? Now's the perfect time because new customers who bet $100, you get a $100 free bet. If you're betting baseball, you got to check out WinBet because the reduced juice in baseball games makes them the perfect place to bet MLB. Plus, the WinBet casino is always open. It's 24 hours a day where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Win also just released their first QB with 5 TD props bet. So jump on that. Somebody seems to think Josh Allen may get there. I'm not quite so sure. You go place your bet. Figure out how to do that. So much to choose from. All you got to do, head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WINNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. You heard me call him out earlier. It is the only site that I go to now, especially for all of our CFL odds, all of our CFL research. It is oddstrader.com. What is oddstrader.com? Well, it doesn't just have CFL. It's got NHL, soccer, college football, college basketball, MLB, NBA, so much more. This is a place where you can shop for your lines. This is a place where you can find the research while you're shopping for your lines. I don't have to have 6,000 tabs open on my browser anymore, bogging down my computer, making this feed so Justin's like, what are you saying? I don't know what you're saying because you keep cutting out. All that's done because now with one tab, I can do all of my research and all of my handicapping. It is oddstrader.com. I love it. I use it. You need to use it from now on. Not only can I do all of my research and all of my handicapping, but I can also keep track of my bets that I make all across the books because it is a bet tracker as well. Tell me something it doesn't do. You can't. Go to Odds Trader right now. OddsTrader.com/BlueWire. Get in on this action. Join us in handicapping with Odds Trader. OddsTrader.com/BlueWire. Odds Trader, the number one site for all of your game day bets. Run Your Pool is the home of competition. It's bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. Run Your Pool offers different game types under the sun. You can do Pick'em, you can do Survivor, you can do Fantasy Pools. It's literally a one-stop shop for sports gaming. It's got customizable features that you will not find anywhere else. Plus, we have teamed up with Run Your Pool. We're hosting a official SGPN NFL Survivor contest. Best of all, it is free to enter. Plus, we got some amazing prizes that are going to be announced very, very soon. I'm telling you, running pools is not easy at all, especially if you're that guy in the office that's sitting there thinking to myself, oh, I got to run a pool. How am I going to do this? I remember back in the old school days when I had to not only type it up on a notepad, but I had to print out every single pool every single week. I don't got to do that anymore. Now all I got to do is just go to Run Your Pool and they do it all for me. And I don't got to be caught up in passing it out and all that other good stuff. They do it. Hop in right now. Reserve your spot. You get $500 cash and a $250 gift card and gift to the SGPN store. If you win this contest, sign up today right now over at play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. Saturday night features yet another doubleheader. I like Justin better when they do these Friday night, Saturday night ones. I love Thursday night football, don't get me wrong. But when it gets to the NFL season, it gets difficult to watch Thursday night football. So I like when they stack them on Friday and Saturday nights for me.
For sure, agreed.
So, and they're doing that again this week, week 11. And it begins on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Damn it, I hate time zones. Where the Hamilton Tiger Cats are taking on the Montreal Alouettes. Tie Cats and the Owls, it's a rivalry about as big as the Wild. But I'm sure the Hamilton Tiger Cats are happy that they're not seeing the Toronto Argonauts again. Just wait, they'll do it next week. But I'm sure they're happy for the break at this point.
Yeah, agreed.
So Hamilton enters this one as you can find them at 3-point underdogs or 2.5-point underdogs, depending on where you shop. And then if you look at the money line, the Tie Cats are +115, +135 if you can find them, and -130 for the Owls. Over under on this one is set at 48.5, pretty much across the board. So start with the spread, Justin. I mean, where are you comfortable taking either one of these teams given their spread here?
So obviously both these teams coming off of wins last week. Hamilton beat Toronto, but the Owls gave Winnipeg their first loss. And I just have a feeling that they are sniffing themselves a little bit, as they say, after this. They're feeling themselves, probably partied hard after that, thinking, you know, we finally gave the Bombers their first loss. Nobody else could do it. And I think that's going to affect them rolling over this week. Because of that reason, I am fading them. I'm on Hamilton, the spread, and the money line. I'm taking them both.
Beautiful. Well, yeah, Hamilton is at +3. I think you're onto something with the hangover there win against the Bombers, because again, they did lose to the Bombers the week before. So it wasn't as if they were out of the blue beating the Bombers. They had played them the week before. And, you know, Jim had brought it up a couple weeks ago. It's tough to beat a team back-to-back, a la the Hamilton Tiger Cats, who also played the same team back-to-back and also lost their first game against them and won against the Argos last week. So they kind of did the flip side of that, or the exact same thing, Montreal and Hamilton coming off of the same sort of momentum. But who's going to get the better of them? I think for Montreal, like you had said, this is a bigger win for the Owls than Hamilton against Toronto. Yeah, okay, it was a big win for Hamilton as well because they needed to get that against Toronto. But that's an East Division opponent. They've played three straight East Division opponents. Well, two, I guess, if you want to. But, you know, even still, it's going to be tough. I think that Hamilton's got the momentum. Dane Evans, you know, Matthew Schiltz. If Dane Evans comes back, we're even in for it more. But even Matthew Schiltz can get it done.
Yeah, he did really good filling in there. I know they've played him a couple series here and there, a couple plays here and there all year, but did very good leading the team with Evans out. And yeah, I think no matter who's at quarterback there, I think that they did build the momentum. I think the Owls have a little bit of a hangover from beating the Bombers, and I like the Tie Cats here.
Me too, against my better judgment, I think, as well. And plus, I mean, look, if Schiltz is in, revenge game much, right, against his old team, who pretty much kept him in the same role as he is with the Tie Cats. So, yeah, I'll definitely take that. All right, so we're looking at the money line. So Hamilton is at +110 right now, is about +120, again, depending on where you find it. I've even seen it up to +135. So, I mean, if you can find it up to +135, grab it there for sure, because that's, I think Hamilton has a better chance, I think, of winning this game, just like Justin laid out. Over under 48. it feels weird to say it, but I'm a little scared of the 48 number. But because you look at the last time that these two played, it was 24-17, not even close to 49. And then against Winnipeg the week before, it was 48.5 was the over-under. They only got to 37, so the Montreal Alouettes did. So I don't know. How are you feeling on this over-under?
Yeah, I think I like the under here. You know, Montreal showed that they can really turn it up on defense, limiting the Bombers. That's not an easy thing to do. The Tie Cats have put up some big points, 34 last week. But I think just thinking of how I think this game flow is going to go, I'm going to go with the under on this one.
Yeah, I think the under as well. I'm not seeing a whole lot of high flying going around for either team. And you know, you're right. Defenses have been a little bit better than expected heading into this game. And we all know that Hamilton's always had a good defense, and they always will have a good defense. So I think this is going to be a tightly contested game. And like I said, I think this is going to go under 48.5. So, all right. So it's Hamilton plus the points, wherever you can find them. The more the better, really, because they are the underdogs. So, you know, whatever you can find them at. And then we'll take the money line, and then we'll take the under on this one as well. All right, Saturday night in Week 11, wrap up with a game against the Calgary Stampeders as they go to BMO to take on the Toronto Argonauts. You know, it's the East versus the West in this instance, and the West usually seems to have the upper end on this. And as such, the Stamps actually come in as very small favorites in this one. 2.5 points. It's a little bit crazy. But yeah, 2.5 point favorites over the Argos. On the money line, it's not juiced all that much. You can find them at 133 if you want. If you look, Toronto's plus money. I think the best I see them right now is at plus 120. And then, of course, the over-under on this one coming in at about 49.5, in some places 50 in others. So, you know, it's funny because Calgary was always basically favored no matter where they went. And Calgary's 5-3 right now. The Argos are 4-4. But I'm not seeing that out of the Stamps this season. And they were supposed to be a favorite to win the West. And now, of course, we know that BC and Winnipeg are sort of running away with it. So what does this put the Stamps, and where does this put this game for you, Justin?
Yeah, so I thought Calgary was going to struggle last week without, you know this, the listeners probably don't know this, but Kadeem Carey, one of my favorite CFL players, just because of his time with the Chicago Bears. But I also think he's a really good player. It's not just because he played for the Bears. I thought they were going to really struggle without him. They managed to kind of flip the script on how their offense was and put up big points without him. So whether he's missing this game, I think he's expected to be back. Whether he will or not, we don't know yet. And then I just read Andrew Harris is out 4 to 6 weeks for Toronto and may still need surgery and be out for the rest of the year. When you watch that team, he seems to be the heart of that team. He is the heart of Toronto. He runs hard. He sets that tone for them. So I really see them struggling without him and without him even being on the field there. I think the Stampeders proved to themselves that they don't have to rely just on Kadeem Carey. And so I like Calgary to win this one. I like them on the money line and on the spread.
Yeah. And really, again, that's what, when you look at Andrew Harris, he's the heart of any team. I mean, he was the heart of, Winnipeg back in the day. Like he has that capability of putting the game on his back. And without him, it's going to be a tough sell. Brandon Banks still hasn't necessarily turned into the type of player that Toronto's wanted out of him as well. But really, my handicapping begins and ends with the fact that Calgary has not lost a game against an East Division opponent this season. They beat the Alouettes. They beat the Tiger Cats. They beat the Red Blacks. Like they don't lose against East Division opponents. And really, but outside of Saskatchewan, back-to-back, Toronto hasn't beaten a West Division opponent. And Saskatchewan, it's funny because they did not have Cody Fajardo in that rematch back in July 24th. They played a very close game against them on the 16th. Yes, granted, that was a really good game, but, you know, that was about it. And outside of the Riders, they haven't beat a West Division opponent. I'll put it that way. So, and without Andrew Harris, that is going to be very, very difficult. And it's not that I'm not sold on McLeod Bethel Thompson and what he can do for the team, but it's just frustrating because he's such a good player. They've got so many good, they've got basically the entire Calgary Stampeders receiving core around him. And yet I don't know what it is about East Division teams with Western receivers. They just can't seem to make them work. So yeah, I'm taking the Stamps on this one as well. I'll even take the points for this. And then on the money line, because it's not even that juiced, I'm going to go ahead and take the money line on this one. If I can find the lowest price for it, I'll definitely take Calgary on the money line. My only concern is the over here. I don't know that I want to take over 50 because two things. One, Calgary's defense, very, very good. Toronto's offense without Andrew Harris, a little difficult. And Calgary, they're not necessarily burning the barns down lately. With they obviously in a shootout with BC, absolutely. But before that, 17 points against the Red Blacks, 28 points against the Bombers, 19 against the Bombers. Okay, they had 49 against the Elks, but that's the Elks. And 30 against the Elks, but that's the Elks. So lately, they just haven't been putting up the points.
Yeah, and I think Toronto's going to struggle anyways, so I think Calgary can really control the narrative of the game by just running the ball, kind of controlling the clock. So, yeah, I agree with you there. 50 is pretty high for both these teams, I think. So I like the under.
And even if carries out, like Dedrick Mills came in and did fantastic.
For sure. Much, much better than I expected because I didn't want to believe that Carey was just going to be replaced like that.
Hey, but that's the thing about the Stamps, man. They have had just a parade of great running backs. I mean, even go back to Messam and Messam running the ball. That was fun to watch, too. So you could probably even go back further. I know that my actual diehard CFL fans are like, well, what about before that? Yeah, they had good running backs before that. But remember, I only became a fan in 2016. So, you know, whatever. But yeah, I think this is Calgary's game. It's not even going to be necessarily all that close. And their defense is going to have, because they're going to have to key off on Aldette. I can't even pronounce his name because I'm that bad. But yeah, just to me, this is going to be a Calgary game.
Yep, agreed.
All right. We're going to step away, and I was trying to keep making a case for Calgary. It's just, I shouldn't try. It just is going to be Calgary. We're going to step away for a break, come back. We're going to give you some of our favorite bets for the weekend. But before we do, I'll tell you about Sleeper. It's the fastest growing fantasy platform today. It's got millions of players. I know you probably have a fantasy league on there, or six or seven. I know I use it for mine. They just passed 4 million users, and now you can win on Sleeper by playing the new over-under game first. In any sport, choose two or more players that you like. Pick the over and the under. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money that you put in. With the NFL season right around the corner, Sleeper's the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. And the reason that I'm excited about the over-under on Sleeper, it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contest so we can all play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to write it out together. So stop what you're doing right now. Download the Sleeper app, play their new over-under game, and have some fun with your friends. Make some money on your mobile phone. You can join our listener group at Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP. Sleeper is going to automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP. You'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Love coffee. Drink a ton of it right now, which is why I'm talking so fast. And why am I even more hyper? Because it's Trade Coffee. They've given me the Nitro Super Boosted Coffee that I wanted because I took their quiz. They matched me up with the coffee that I like, and now literally to the moon I go because I'm so caffeinated. But I mean, again, it's not just because Trade Coffee gave me the coffee that I like. It's because they tasted that coffee. They've made sure that coffee is exactly what I wanted. We all talked, we got together, we figured out what I like, and they've given it to me. And they'll do the same for you. All you have to do is take their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP. They're going to get you a coffee profile, and then they'll find you the coffee that you like, and then they'll send it to you as much as you want, as much as you need, at the intervals that you like. I'm telling you right now, I'm trying to slow it down for you because I'm talking way too fast, even for myself, because Trade Coffee is that good. They've got me that hyped up. You got to go try them. Do it right now. You're going to get a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping if you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. You want more than 40 cups of coffee for free? Do that. Go to drinktrade.com/SGP. Get started by taking their quiz today at drinktrade.com/SGP. Let Trade Coffee find you a coffee that you're going to love. That's tradecoffee.com/SGP for $30 off. Look, I know we've all been in tough situations. Yes, gas prices are coming down. Yes, it's a little easier to fill up your tank, but it still takes about $50,000 more than you want to fill up your tank. Well, guess what? If that is difficult for you, like I know it's difficult for me, you got to try Dave. What is Dave? Well, Dave's the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to put money or to put gas in that tank. You can even maybe buy wedding gifts as wedding season starts to wind down, or catch up on some bills. Or you can finally tackle all those expensive expenses that have been stressing you out without any hangups. No interest, no credit check needed at all. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch, you need some extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC. Future you will thank you. All right, Justin, this is the part of the show where Jim and I usually give out what we absolutely love and what bets are, I guess in a sense, locks for you on the week. So why don't you hit me with one of your favorite bets for the weekend?
I can't fade BC. So even Moneyline, I don't know if I like him as much on the spread, but the BC Moneyline's low enough that I really like it. So that's my lock right there. They're not going to lose, I don't think. There's no way they lose.
Yeah, BC, those guys, man, even when you want to count them out, like last week, I mean, you wanted to count them out. You're like, well, looks like this isn't their week. They come charging back and give us probably one of the most entertaining games that we've seen all season, at least.
Absolutely. And watch the game closely against the Riders, because last week when BC went down, their money line was like plus 350 in game live betting. And I thought, it's BC. They have a great offense. They're still in this. Put some money in, and then I thought, well, there went my money, because it looked like they were going to lose, and they pulled it out within the last minute. So that's another thing I would say for a lock. If you're a live bettor or do in-game betting, watch this game. If BC goes behind, see where you can get it at, and yeah, make some money that way.
Love it. Love it. That's the sharp angles that we're looking for. All right, I'm going to go ahead and take Calgary as my lock of the week, basically. I mean, Calgary, they don't lose against East opponents. As much as we want to say that they've been struggling this season, 5-3 is not necessarily that big of a struggle, but if you're the Stamps and you're used to being first place in the division and within the conversation of actually being top in the West Division, and now here you are looking maybe at a crossover at worst, yeah, you're the Stamps and you got to win. You got to beat these East Division teams in order to do it. Toronto, hobbled, may not have Andrew Harris. It's tough. They haven't been able to get Speedy B going as much as they want, and that defense has definitely not done the Toronto Argonauts any sort of justice. So, yeah, I'm going to definitely take Calgary, especially on the money line where it's not necessarily as juiced as much. So I like that. I like that bet.
Absolutely. One more fun one I got for you, a little parlay. Edmonton plus 4.5, Lions on the money line, Calgary with spread 2.5, and then the Ticats plus 2.5, 10-1. If you wrap all four of those, and I like all four of those picks a lot, so I'll probably lay a little bit down on that. And at 10-1, you could risk a very low amount and have a decent payout and just have fun with it.
It's like the spirit of Jim just came down. It was like parlay. Yes, Jim
absolutely
loves crazy parlays. I like that one though. I mean, again, that's everything we talked about. And if you can roll it in for plus money, man, that please do. Please find that. And then I'm just going to give out my little, go ahead and sprinkle something on this, and that's Ottawa. If you can find good odds on Ottawa to cover the spread, I mean, not cover the spread, but at least to win, then by all means do that. Because I do think Ottawa does get a home win this week. They had the week off last week, so they had a lot of time to sit around and think about what they've done. And they need this. They really do need this more than anything, because Ottawa is a franchise with a fan base that is absolutely rabid and cannot stand the fact that they are losing as much as they are, because I know I'm one of them.
Sit around and think about what they've done or what they haven't done, which is win enough games. So
win any games except for the one. I mean, we were all happy that happened, and then we had to go and turn around and lose again. Our nation is not happy at all. So, yeah, I mean, it was the Stamps, though. And look, Calgary's, for what it's worth, one of our biggest rivals over the last few years. So still.
Yeah, you know what? I hope they do get a home game win. I think the fans definitely deserve that.
Yep, TD Place needs to go rocking, finally. All right, Jim. Well, that, or Jim, whoo. Look at how, yeah, I know, right? That's like when you call your girlfriend, okay, Justin. Yeah, Justin. You both start with J. All right, Justin, yep. Let's wrap up the show as we do. Since I made the major faux pas, let me extend the invitation to join me on the DFS show. Would you do that for me?
Absolutely.
Okay, fine. Justin, why don't you tell everybody out there listening where they can find you on social media?
Yep, follow me on Twitter at JMarkFootball.
That's right. Find all of his work over on the Sports Gambling Podcast website as well. Man, the guy's going to start hosting not only his show, the old-fashioned show, which, by the way, do yourself a favor. If you have time commuting, matter of fact, if you have make time to listen. It's a refreshing show. It's so beautiful. Grab yourself a nice whiskey, drink along, and yeah, have some fun with the old-fashioned on the fantasy football feed. And then, of course, the NFL Gambling Podcast, where Justin will be on soon. Follow me on Twitter at RJ Villa Gomez. Find this show wherever you find all of your favorite podcasts. Find me on the NASCAR Gambling Podcast, the NFL Gambling Podcast, the CFL Gambling Podcast, the F1 Gambling Podcast. Look, you know where to find me. Nah, that's the wrong one. This is the one we're looking for. Guys, I told you it's been a long week already, and it's only Tuesday, so we're going to keep going with this. Until next time, everybody, we'll see you tomorrow, and enjoy your three downs, and let it ride.